The following program does not necessarily represent the views and opinions of Reality Radio 101, its advertisers and sponsors, or its listening audience. Listener discretion is advised. Welcome to Barrington Awaken with your host Barrington, right here on Reality Radio 101. Join our path to enlightenment with our guidance to living at your best with a path to a higher consciousness. To get on board right now, send us an email. Our email address is instudio101@gmail.com. And now, ladies and gentlemen, right to your host of Barrington Awaken, Barrington.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Barrington Awaken. Thank you for tuning in today. We're going to have an awesome show because we're in that great mood and wonderful people are tuned in to catch it, the best of the bunch. So we typically talk about weight raising you to a higher level of consciousness. That will not change. That is the purpose of our show, is to wake you up, to let you realize there's more to your life than you know. It's to wake you up, to let you know that your existence is important. You being here is no accident, and there are no such things as a coincidence. What happens to you in your life most often is by the thoughts that you carry around. When we say wake up and come to your own reality, we're saying wake up and live your life to its maximum. Reach your full potential. Do not walk around with your head in the sand believing that you are not worthy. You are not good enough. You are too tall, too short, not thin enough. All these things are only thoughts that were given to you, or probably a message sent to you by society, or maybe friend, or even by your own doing. Where you are today is a result of the thoughts you had yesterday. We're saying wake up to a new reality and realize that you have the power within you to control everything about your life. Wake up to that reality. Come to the fact or understanding that you are just as important as everyone else that exists on this planet. Know full well we've come here by the same method. We will live the same life, and then we will leave by the same method to return to a spiritual world that we're supposed to be a part of. The unfortunate thing is it does not exist when you have a body. The spiritual world exists on the other side. You are a spiritual being. Your existence dwells in the body that you walk around in. The body is your vehicle, gets you from point A to point B. The true you resides within that frame we call the body. We're trying to wake him, her, it up to a reality that says you are just as important. You are the creator by yourself. Wake up to that reality. To be awake, you live a life in spiritual awareness. To be awoke, to be realized, to open the third eye that exists in every human being is the ability for you to know thyself. to know who you are. Wake up to that reality. Our show is designed to bring you into a spiritual world, remind you that all rivers will flow into the ocean. Whatever you believe in life to be the path or the way to succeed or the way to make it to the other place up there that we talk about a lot, or the down there that we talk about a lot, the HE double hockey stick, preferably known as hell, that we talk about a lot. We, whatever method or whatever you believe through life or do not believe in life, you are still being guided by a spiritual existence. It's innate. It's that device that's within the caterpillar that tells it to crawl into this tree or on this tree, wait some time, and emerge as the butterfly, the metamorphosis stage. Somebody had to have told, or something, some force had to have told that little bug what's next. Wake up to your reality. Instinctively, you are connected, but you're not allowing yourself to get the message that dwells within all of us. We call the gut feelings. You need to wake up and understand you are not an accident. You were well thought of. You were created by you. The God that exists is, in fact, you. Wake up. Nobody, and no one wants to hear me say this, and I do get a lot of emails all the time, no one is coming to rescue you because they've got the same skills as you have. Nobody. You are, and we as human beings tend to want to have a conclusion, a protector, a guide, somebody who can rescue us. Well, I assure you, you are that one. You may not want to hear that, but you showed up here with a full bag of abilities or tricks, if you want to call it, and the tools that required for everything you will need in life exist within you. Wake up to that reality. I want to thank everybody for joining the show. Before I go on, I had to say, went to yoga this morning, which is I do quite often, and had an amazing time at it. And I would say hello to the yoga crew. Thank you very much. And thanks for taking it easy on us. Well, we appreciate it. And yoga is a wonderful tool that I think everybody out there needs to get familiar with. Join a class, do a session, do something. It does something for you. It is a physical way to keep the body at its maximum, greatest potential. And then, of course, you do it and you get involved in your spiritual activities and it becomes one. Thank you very much to everyone for joining the show today. I want to thank all the old time listeners, pardon that slip, and as well as the new listeners. I want to thank everybody for joining from all around the world where you sit today and listen to this show, Barrington Awaken. Thank you very much for joining us. And to everybody, as usual, welcome home. For the past few weeks, every time I talk about the devil, I get a lot of emails after the show, sometimes during the show, and they're disbelieving the fact that it's just a made up thing. And I say it all the time, it is only made up, and it's real because you choose to make it real or believe that it's real. People say to me, well, what about this act of that person? And what about that people, those people who did this? And I always say, yeah, people could be very evil. Doesn't make them the devil, just make them evil people or a person. The idea behind that whole thing, and I've said this many times, and I don't want to talk about that too much today because it's not our topic, but men do evil things. That's what men do. People, doesn't make them the devil. And if you have to come to the terms that there is a other force another force that would have joined us on this planet, that shares this planet equally, the yin and the yang, the bad and the good, the right or the wrong, however you want to label it. Well, there is only one kind, and there is no equilibrium or balance. Wake up. They made that story up, or whoever, someone made that story up simply, I don't know, it makes a good business, I think. It sells a lot in Halloween. I don't know, but it is only made up. And the minute you leave the body, you no longer are tied to the evilest ways, the bad ways. You are no longer a part of that. You can't take it with you. Everything that you've accumulated on this planet, be it bad emotions or bad ideas or thoughts or greed or envy, you will have to leave it here when you must return to the other life. Returning is inevitable. Taking the bad stuff with you is not possible. Wake up. Just wanted to get that out there. And I still stand by it, saying if you think there's a devil in there, don't look in the mirror, because you may see him or her or it or them. I don't know. So regret is the most useless emotion, and it doesn't deserve any of your time. Very useless emotion, regret. So if you find that you are a part of that and you're regretting things, you're costing yourself very valuable time. You're spending too much of the most expensive currency we all have, which is time. To regret something is useless, very useless, and it does not deserve your time. Don't waste your valuable time honoring regrets or giving it play or spending time on it. You can't change yesterday. And you've heard me say this many times. Shakespeare also says you can't step in the same river twice, which means everything's forever changing. So holding on to part of yesterday or the regrets of yesterday or the things that you thought you were doing right at the time turns out to be wrong, you acknowledge that it's wrong. Please put it down. Back away from it. Don't make an eye contact with that anymore, and just move on in life. Merge into something greater, because your regret is very useless. It's the most useless emotion that we have to face in our everyday life. Let it go and move on. Having said the let go and the move on part, I want to talk a little bit about attracting. And I mean to bring things towards you, be it good or bad, or people or places or opportunities. All of that, in doing all of that, is reflective only with a thought. And the thought of bringing it in or being a part of it. Except the fact that when you see somebody doing something out there that you consider awesome and you wish you were that person or people, group, whatever, your favorite band or music or dancer, artist, remember that there's a time that is required for you to put in work to become that. Everybody wants to be the successful business owner. Sorry, a lot of people want to be the successful business owner, the CEO or CFO or all those other O's. But you have to understand there is such a thing as learning how to do it. When the guy's on stage performing really crazy mad skills with the guitar, he did have to invest approximately 10,000 hours, so I was told. So be mindful of the time that is required to get that profession or whatever it is that you hope in life. There is a time. When you plant a seed, there is a time for the fruit to grow. I hope you don't plant olives. Apparently, they take 200 years. However, if you're doing carrots, you can knock it off over in the summer. Once you're mindful of that time, go to town on trying to attract all the things that you want in your life that's going to prove beneficial to you. Be careful with the laws of the attraction, Because if you start ordering bad things, it's going to show up. Bad or good is relevant to the opinion. The lion who ate the zebra did good. The zebra would say, no, he did bad. But it is only relative to opinion. I think I'd want to be the lion. You attract the things that you need to better your life, to make your life more practical, to make your life happier, because that is the common denominator among what we set out to do. And we hope you're not doing it because you want to be more sad or more angry. I don't see the point behind any of that. So if happiness is what you seek, you can shift the gear in your mind to bring that happiness towards you. There's a lot of pitfalls. If you thought you've landed your hand in that jar of fruit and you're pulling it out and it gets stuck, you have to let it go. I'll tell that story in a minute. You have to let it go so you could be free. And in the moment of you holding on to that success or the thing that you make, that you think is making you success, you're feeling happy. When you let it go, you feel free. Don't confuse the two. You can bring in happiness into your life. You could bring in success into your life. You could extract the unhappy things, the unhappy people, the unhappy jobs. You have this control, and it's a shift in your mind. We've talked about this many times. If you are trying to lose weight, it's a shift in your mind. You have to make that conscious decision to say, I am going to do this, accomplish that, and be very loyal to that thought, and do not allow the habits of yesterday to change that thought. And the minute you've made that decision in your mind, the bands are marching. The drum beat is happening. You're in motion towards that thing that you seek. Is it great physique? Is it wealth? Is it strength? Is it popularity? Is it a talent? Is it skill? It's a shift in the mind. And equally, it works with if you're trying to reduce or get rid of an addiction. If you smoke and you want to do the same thing, again, it's a shift in the mind where you consciously say, I am not going to do that, and hold yourself accountable for that decision and be responsible enough to follow it through. Wake up to that reality. Have we got any emails?
Yes, we do. Folks, again, if you're just tuning in, you are listening to Barrington Awaken with your host, Barrington. And you can write to us right now if you have a question, a thought, a comment. Our email address is instudio101@gmail.com. That's instudio101@gmail.com. And a couple of listeners did just that. Casey wrote in, if there are no what we call coincidences, what are those things? How do they happen? Does everyone have them? What regulates them? And that's about coincidences. And let's see here. Mick wrote in, if we do create ourselves, who regulates the amount of numbers that we have? For instance, the rate of people in the world keeps going up. So who says we can create? Who says we can't create? And when does it stop because of the numbers of people? That's from Mick. Thank you, Mick. And lastly here, Gail says, I think she's referring to she's going to buy one of your books for a Christmas gift, if you can give the information about that. Barrington usually does that later in the show, but he can do that now for you, Gail. So back to you, Barrington.
Thank you very much. Yes, I do usually address the information on the book, where to pick it up and what it's all about. You could get it at Amazon. It's available to you at Amazon. It's Barrington Awaken. It's align yourself to your true purpose. Why is that so difficult for me? Align yourself to your true purpose. It's available to you at Amazon. Easy, fun read. Awaken and Ascension Guide is the name of the book by Barrington. And it just gives you a bit of information on how to navigate your way through difficult times. Difficult times. And I wanted to talk a little bit today about depression, but I should do it now. Because when you're in a funk, you probably don't realize that you're in a funk. You're a little bit down. You're not on your mark. You're not doing what you used to do. And that could be a place for you to take years to acknowledge being there. But it also could take very years for you to reverse the process. And a lot of people don't realize that they're there. You don't truly know that you're down or depressed until you're starting to make a shift to get away from it. So you find a source of something that you truly enjoy doing and attach yourself to it and beat the tar out of it by doing it often enough until it brings you back to a level of understanding that you're not in your right state. Do talk to those who can help you. Change your diet, change your sleep, do a whole bunch of things just to figure out the cause of why you're not feeling the way you normally do. I just thought I'd say that. It's the book doesn't talk about it. Gail wanted to know about the book, so I just gave that information. It was at the tip of my tongue, so I figured I'll just throw it out there. You don't truly know that you're in a funk, a depression, a down mood until it's starting to shift for you to come out. Or you may realize that you're down there because the things that used to be pleasurable to you is not anymore. You may blame it on age or you may blame it on a lot of things. However, you want to live your maximum. Okay. You're asking specifically about coincidences, and if it sounds to me from the question that you've asked that you believe that they do exist. Because I state that it's not a coincidence for things to happen, these were meant to be. When you run into that person, or you thought of that thing, and there it is, or you have an image or a memory of a friend, and the phone rings, or you get this gut feeling about something's going to happen, and so it happens. It's meant to be. It is what it is. It always has been, and it will be that way forever. When I say there are no such things as coincidence, whatever happened is supposed to happen. Why? We don't ever understand the why. And the reason we're having such a hard time coming to terms on understanding the why is because we don't truly know anybody else's purpose. So you'll see somebody standing on their head out in the middle of the field, and you might say, why? And we'll all say why, but we don't know. Is it a coincidence that you're there to see it? No, maybe you're supposed to. It's a lesson that was being taught to you. The coincidence only exists for lessons, to teach us things. Do I think they're lined up and there's a book of coincidences? No, these things happen because they're supposed to happen. Like the rain falls, it's supposed to fall to the ground, and it falls on the just as well as the unjust. So we can't think it's a coincidence that a lucky, happy person is getting rained on. Rain just fall. Things just happen. Coincidences are just facts that just occurs because they're supposed to occur. That was Jackie. Okay, so this is a deep one, and I had to think this through, and it's asking about if we're self-creators and we're creating our, reproducing, who's in control of the amount? You know, I remember telling people that when I was in grade six, I think they had like 5 billion people in the world, and we were saying that one quarter was Asian. I don't remember exactly how it worked out, but today there's 7.6 billion people in the world, and you're asking, how did this number grow? Why did this number grow? A lot of things has happened, and a lot of people will say November of 2012 was a significant shift in our existence. And at this point, and I used to believe that 100%, at this point, it's almost as if we're hitting a grand finale, almost like a graduation, a huge global ceremony thing going on. A lot of lives come here to be a part of that. Is that absolute truth? It's unprovable, but I've heard it many times through meditation and other people who believe or follow what I believe and follow. So a lot more people generally will be here. And around the same time, around November 12th, November 2012, a lot of people were leaving for the same reason. They don't want to be a part of it, and they're checking out. We connected to some global source or power? Of course we are. Do we remember the journeys that we've taken in our path? Of course we do. Studying spirituality opens up the world or the globe or the universe, all of life. You connect yourself to it. The truth will always present itself to you while you're fully aware of the part that you're fully aware of being a part of this global, this universal, the cosmos, everything. You're a part of it. The universe resides within you as you are in the universe. Every single part of it that exists out there is in you. You're a product of it, from it, maybe for it. So you will truly understand that. How do more people get here? Why? I have no idea. I would need to understand the purpose. The question was specifically asking, who's in control if we are the creator? We choose to come, as we often choose to go. A lot of people will disagree because when it's time to go, time just goes. But you can't enjoy the ride in your favorite theme park forever. Eventually, you got to get off for somebody else to get on. And this is the existence of our life. Two things we do know that is for certain is that we have an expiry date as human beings. And we come and one day and we leave another period. And life just circulates that way. Who's in control of allowing the amount or the quantity of people that I have no clue. Why do we have more people now than we did many years ago? We have amazing doctors, different ways of life. Natural disasters is not happening. We haven't had any global war. Well, let's not talk about COVID about that. But the point being, war has claimed so many lives. I think they say more than natural death in the existence of our people on this planet. But we are here. We're doing better. Our tolerance is growing. We're not as ignorant as we were, at least I hope, as we would have been, say, 100 years ago. We're more civilized, and we don't have the need to kill off millions of people anymore. That will grow. And the medicine is definitely keeping us alive a lot longer. That will grow. Things will change, because that's what happens. Things change. Is it a coincidence? Absolutely not. I hope I answered your question. I hope the answer was satisfying for you. You're listening to Barrington on RealityRadio101.com. Thank you for being a part of us on this beautiful day. If you want to catch the show again, it's being aired on Thursdays at 10 p.m. I thank everyone for sending a lot of emails and asking a lot of questions. Some of them makes me giggle, and I promise one day I will put them out there. But I appreciate you being a part of the show. On a more serious note, thank you for waking up. That's what matters. Thank you for opening your eyes. Thank you for realizing that if you're not as happy as you think you need to be, you have that dimmer switch in your hand or the control in the remote to press that button. Your life is in your hand, and everything you accomplish in life is in your hand, well, maybe in your head, by the thoughts that we carry around. Wake up. Do not spend the remainder of this time, because when it's over, it's over. When you see the band is packing up and the musicians are leaving, it's over. So before that happens, dance as best as you can. Kick up the heels as high as you can. Live as best and as happy as you possibly can, because you don't want to reach a point in your life where you say, oh, I regretted not doing that. That haunts you. That really haunts you. I had an opportunity when I was 19 to pack up and move to China to live with a martial arts teacher for a year. And I remember I didn't have the support, not to blame anyone, but I remember thinking, what am I going to do in that country for a whole year? Oh my God, that's like crazy. And I didn't do it. And I'm going to contradict myself, because I regretted that for a very long time. Useless emotion, but it reminds me that I should have taken that opportunity when it presented myself. If that knocks on your door, folks, go running towards it. Have an opportunity to wake up, experience other things in life, change the beat, look at something new every day. Experience some free time to yourself every single day. Open your eyes and realize that your clock is ticking all the time. I'm not saying that to bum you out. I'm saying that to let you realize that don't let opportunities pass you where you may end up living a life thinking you're regretting something. So again, I'm thanking everybody who's tuned into the show, who's waking up and realizing there's so much more to exist, to being here, to live in as opposed to exist. Your time was not fabricated by you, your own creator, for you to sit by and watch it pass you. You've got a purpose. You have a purpose. Everybody has a purpose. And you have to move towards finding it. Happiness is where it resides. The truth to your life as to who you are, what you represent, is what needs to be done. Wake up to a reality. Other people's ideology or way of life was not designed for you. It was designed for another person. When they're trying to sell it to you, you said, thank you very much for that gift of anger, but you keep it. I don't want anything to be a part of it. I don't want anything to do with it. Be who you are. Be active and strong within yourself. Your purpose is for you. Find out what that is. It could be an awesome teacher. It could be an awesome parent, student, a son, a daughter, a leader, a follower. Hey, who is going to tell you what your purpose is other than you? Wake up to that reality. I am saying all of that simply to say you have the ability within you to bring everything you want in life towards you. Your situation right now may not be the happiest, or maybe it's too happy if there's such a thing. And by adjusting your thoughts, simply adjusting your thoughts, you can change your situation. Are you being held captive? I am pretty sure it's only the physical aspect of you that's being held captive by another. The mental and emotional part is probably held captive by you. They could hold your body, but they cannot hold your mind. It's always free to roam. Create, study, learn, get bigger, get more, wake up, there is more for you than you realize. Wake up, don't allow the time to pass you, where you may wake up one day and say, I regret it. I regret doing that. Let that go. Start today. Get on the starting lineup. Set your steps and take one at a time till you hit 1,000, 100,000, 1,000,000. All right, you just keep going. The numbers are limitless. What's important is the fact that you've made a conscious decision in your mind to take that first step of changing or waking up. If the outcome that you're hoping to achieve is of negative to others and costly to others and hurtful physically, financially, anyway, you might be going in the wrong direction. You're walking backwards and you may feel good doing it. But you go ahead and walk around out there backwards and see eventually you're going to bump into something, because that's how life works for everybody. Wake up. Wake up to that reality. Wake up. Today we're talking about bringing or attracting the things you want. First off, if you want something and your cup is too full, because most of us are stuck in somewhere thinking that this is it. Well, it's not. It could never be it. And if your cup is a little full, you got to empty it out and start again. Or at least get rid of the items that are there that doesn't serve you. What is it for? Why do you carry rocks in your pocket? How's that possibly going to help you? Unless you're hoping on floating away and it's going to anchor you down, which is, you know, it's a metaphor, but think about it. If the things that you're carrying is anchoring you down, it's time to release it. Release it. I said, I was going to tell the story, and I've told it many times, about the gentleman that planted an urn in the ground with a small opening, diced up some fruits and threw it in there. And when the sun hits that and the smell, the fragrance escaped from it, the monkeys in the bush would smell it, go towards it, stick their paws or hands or whatever they've got into this jar, scoop themselves up a good handful of this delight, and they try to pull the hand out of this small opening in the container, and they can't set themselves free. And they're not mindful enough to know if they let it go, their hand will slip right back out as it slipped in to begin with when they were greedy, hungry, and anxious of getting a piece of the pie or whatever it is that's in the jar. And he will hold on to it until the guy who set that trap will put a blanket over him or a bag, take him away, and he's lost his freedom just because of what he was holding on to. I'd like to ask, and I do ask these questions quite often, who is the monkey? You're losing your freedom for what you're holding on to. Is it valuable enough? Is that juice worth the squeeze? Is the kill worth the chase and the hunt? Even though a lot of us just want the chase and the hunt. But wake up. Wake up and realize that you have that ability within you to bring in attractions and bring in the things that you want in your life. Everybody at any time in their life, they have that ability to do just that. But we're carrying around baggage in our box or cup. And when I say cup, in case maybe some people don't understand, I'm simply symbolizing your life, your ability, your actions, your thoughts, your everything that you've always done has been so ingrained in you, so deeply scarred or fastened or bolted or welded within you, where you accept all of it to be the truth and accept it to be the way it is. When you are at the point where you accept everything as is around you as the way it's supposed to be, and you're not happy doing it, you need to empty out that thought. You need to get the broom and do a lot of sweeping, or chiseling, do a lot of chiseling, or grease, or whatever. You need to change that tune, change the dance. Because if you're not happy where you're standing, you're not supposed to be standing there. Go on out there and stand in the middle of a fire pit or ant pit or something. You won't be happy. At least I hope you won't be happy. So if you're in a position where you're not happy, something needs to change. When I say empty the cup out, is change the ideas within you that brought you to that point. Implement new strategies, new steps, new something that's going to create something more rewarding, more fulfilling. If you're not happy, you're not supposed to be there. We weren't designed to carry misery, heartaches, pain, illnesses through life. We didn't come here with that, unless our purpose was to teach or train. So if you're not happy where you're standing today, just shift a little bit. Do it mentally. Eventually, it will happen physically. It's been said, and this is one of the favorite quote from a guy I used to read a lot about years ago, many years ago. I read his book when I was 18, and he said, if you throw your heart overboard, the body is going to follow. Throw your heart overboard, the body will follow. Norman Vincent Peale, I don't know if you guys know who that is. Awesome. If you throw your heart overboard, your body will follow. So if you've given up, give up will be you. If you've quit, quitter will be you. If you lay down and refuse to stand up, you'll be flat, laying down and refuses to stand up. But at the same time, when you've made the decision to do all of that, you can undo the decision-making part, and eventually it will turn around for you, inevitably, because our thought patterns are designed to take us in the direction we want to go. Much like your eyesight, when you are on the goal somewhere, you are using the eyes usually in front of you, and you get there, unless you're doing cell phone texting as you drive, because that's wrong. But the eyes is your direction, and your thoughts has to be the direction as well. So you see your clear path in your vision as you walk towards whatever it is that you're going towards. The thought pattern has to go along with it. So allow the thoughts that you have to seek the journey that you hope to embark upon. Wake up. Your thoughts is keeping you where you are. And if you're not happy being there, you're not supposed to be there. Wake up to that reality. Whew, have we got anything else there, sir?
Yes, folks, you still have a couple of minutes. You could write in to Barrington in Studio 101 at gmail.com, in Studio 101 at gmail.com. Roxy did that. This is interesting. She says, you talk about a grand finale. Does that mean the end of the world? And if it does, how will that happen? And when would you predict that? That's from Roxy. Let's see. Victoria says, I love your metaphors. I love your examples. I'm trying to write them all down whenever I listen to you. They are fantastic. That's from Victoria. And lastly here, Connie wrote in, new listener from Vancouver, BC, British Columbia. Thank you very much, Connie. We appreciate that. And back to you, Barrington.
Thank you very much for that, Connie. I appreciate you being there, as Gary was saying a minute ago. We love it. We feel great when we have people join in. And I hope what you're hearing so far is going to keep you there and you pass this information on. The great thing about this show that we do, you don't necessarily have to tell people about it. If you follow what we talk about all the time, people will be asking you questions as to what has changed. What is changing? You will hear, hey, what's happening here? And this will say that something is changing in your life, everybody's life, everywhere, all the time. It's like being a part of a lot of the great groups. They just wait for you to ask a question, and then they could divulge in saying what they want to say to invite you. We're not selling it. We're not religion. I don't believe in selling God because he's for free. Everybody is the same. And I am opening the door for you to take a look inside and take a look within yourself. All that you hope to accomplish and will accomplish in life is within you. For you, Connie, because I say this a lot on the show, you showed up here with all the tools that are required to build awesome success, whatever your goal or purpose is. You showed up with the whole idea of being able to accomplish everything you want. That information is within you. Do not look out there for it. The looking out there is to get you into your direction. It's within you. You have that ability. The history of the world, all that exists, all the strength that's a part of this creation of ours is you. Everybody, you need to know no one is greater than you. A lot of people disagree with that, and I always say to them, fine, prove it. Let's see how you do this. Bring it on. Because I'm not sure how one human being could be greater than the other human being. Unless they're playing basketball and one didn't practice. Or they're shooting stuff with a bow and arrow and the other one didn't practice. But just skinny it down to the skin and bones, folks. Take a good look at it. And other than your thoughts or the ideas that you carry around, how could you possibly feel that your piece of the pie was bigger or greater or sweeter or, flatter than another person's piece of the pie that was baked in the same oven? How could that possibly be the case? You're put together in a bowl and you're mixed and mixed and mixed and mixed, and if completely saturated, when you pour it out, it's all the same because we've come from the same place by the same method. But some groups have separated themselves and call themselves the elite. In what? I think the Chicago Bulls back in 96, I think they were the elite because they played the best and they had the best players that performed in that segment. But it doesn't play truth to all of life and all of our existence. It doesn't do that. You may not want to hear that you're just like everybody else or just another brick in the wall. No, you've got your individual personality and your quirks about you. And you may like anchovies and a lot of people don't, but that's life. That is life. But to be, it's not a deal breaker. It's not reasons to break up. But you will have something that's significant about you. But you need to understand every single one of us has the common denominator, the existence of human being. Come the same way, from the same method, and we will leave the same way. And now they have different methods, but you get the point. We separate from the body and we go in our own direction. So that's what we do. Thank you for the show. Thank you for joining us. I hope I didn't scare you off by telling you that there is no devil out there. And equally, there's a whole bunch of gods and it's called Connie. And that's for your purpose to understand, because the greatest you could become in life is acknowledging and learning who you are to thine own self. Be true and wake up and be your best self. Thank you for all of that. And thank you for being there. Victoria, you ask a question. The metaphor. Now, it wasn't a question. I'm sorry. You made a statement. The metaphor. And I try to do this a lot. I don't create them. They just pop up. And I throw them out there because it's relatable. And if I could throw this out there for you to understand, we're trying to not teach you anything. I'm trying to open a door for everybody to take a look inside. Just, you may walk past, like, I want nothing to do with that, and hightail it really fast in the opposite direction. Or you may say, well, all right, let me check it out. Maybe there is some truth. And either way, you've been exposed to it. And if you thought spirituality was a myth, or spirituality is just something a few people get together and I don't know, chant. Or, no, it's the way you were fabricated. You were built with it. And I've always said, your greatest doctor is you. Your life is in your hands. So when I use metaphor, and I say this all the time, I throw it out there so people can relate to what I'm saying. Because not a lot of people understand tomatoes are supposed to be called tomatoes. Some things, it's tomatoes. And boy, are they ever wrong. But the point that I'm trying to make, there goes another one. But the point that I'm trying to make is that if we can all relate to what's being taught, we are going to be better students. And I'm not suggesting that I'm being that teacher person. I'm simply saying if they can understand what you're trying to say, you will pay attention and gather more. And in my own way of saying it, my friend says this to me all the time, the students will appear when the teacher is ready, or the teacher is ready when the students appear. That thing, they sort of go hand in hand together. You never see one standing alone, because how would you identify that first one? Metaphor is awesome. I like them. They pop up in my life every once in a while. And at any given day, in any conversation, I could throw one out there. I don't know. I remember them sometimes, or they just, something comes to my mind in a second that I could relate this to, that I know you will understand. And most often you remember the metaphors, and good for you for writing them down, because it's easier to pass them on to the children. And while we're on that topic, I want to say, remember, don't get the facts before you lay the blame in all the decisions you plan to make throughout your life. Get the facts first and be sure that it's the facts, not what Sally Sue or Bessie John told you. Always get the facts before you lay the blame, and that's a great way to journey through life. Roxy is asking a question about, is the world going to end? Do I predict when the world is going to end? No, that doesn't happen. The world has been here for, you know, I don't even know if the numbers go as high as along the time that the world has been here. It's not going to end. What happens a lot in our world, it changes. And they've said we've gone through five already starting over periods. And when they say starting over, it don't mean you get bumped out of orbit on Thursday and you come back on Sunday and it's all good. just a bunch of cold people. No, it takes millions and millions and millions of years for it to find its way back to where it is today. And I think that's probably why it's so difficult for us not to be able to tell how or when the world started. Unless, you know, you read a book that says, I'm the beginning. No, don't do that. If you believe the world is going to end, you're wasting a lot of valuable time on your beliefs. And we hear a lot of things about global warming. Well, it's hard to really look at that, because if we didn't have global warming, we probably couldn't be living where we're living right now. We'd have been under miles of ice. So does the world change? Yes, it does. That's what the world is designed to do, I guess. But have we started over five times already? Yeah. And recently, in the last 60 some odd million years, they said we had dinosaurs that lived on the land and they all died because of something. And that's a theory, and it could have been true. They, you know, you could also say they ate themselves to death, because if the herbivores all die, then eventually the carnivores are going to die too. But anyway, we don't know the theory. Scientists have their own theory. I'm not pretending to be one. I can tell you one thing: the world's going to be here a lot longer than me and you. Our time here is representative by the breath we take. And we're gone. That's it. This is why it's so important for all of us to enjoy the dance. Eventually, you're going to have to turn around and pay the piper. So do the dance. Do the dance. Enjoy it. If you do the dance, you got to enjoy it. And be happy. And if you're not in the position you're supposed to be in, move, change, adjust it. You're not here to look pretty. You're here to experience life. It's cool if we could do both in the same sitting or standing. But in the midst of it all, life is for the living. And at some point, we give that up. We change the most expensive currency, which is our time, for something that does not serve us. We get up and run like a crazy person, or a person, for 45, 50 years, lying to ourselves, by the end of my run, I will lay back, put my foot up, and enjoy. Yeah, that's the lie. Because doing the dance is really, 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 really important when you have the energy to do the dance, or the desire, or the physical health. And we tell ourselves, we make our decisions, we come out of university school in our early mid-20s, and then we set our career and goes, yeah, let's go to work. And when we hit the 65 mark, let's go enjoy life and party. And by that time, a lot of us are dead, broken, lost a desire, lost our friends, lost our partners. And then we get there and we're too tired and too old, or probably most often too broke, to enjoy the life that we promised ourselves. Promises is a comfort to a fool, regardless of who's making the promise. It is comforting to foolish people that you're not. A promise is only comforting to a fool. And do not promise yourself that in 40 years from now, you're going to have a good time, because that's a lie. Most of us don't get there. And when you do get there, you probably didn't get there with the people you made the plans with. Or the desire has changed. Don't we remember when we wanted to, like, get a whole tub of ice cream by ourselves and eat it, and, you know, like a whole tub? Well, maybe that was just me. My point being, I don't want that anymore. You know, it takes forever to get rid of it from your hip. However, we don't want to do that anymore. Things change. Our desires change. Our needs change. Our moods change. Our health change. Life in general will change. The world won't end. We'll always be. For as long as you could imagine, we will be. You stop worrying about that. Anybody. What's going to happen? What's going to happen for the kids? This is one of the arguments I have all the time. Or this, you know, we all say, and I hear this in tax department, I hear that in government affairs, I hear that in the health and the earth and the planet, and you are here today because of the conditions that exist. And I think 30, 40, 50, 60 generations from now, they're going to be there for the same reason. As I've said many times on the show, we're not really responsible for the children. We get them in a lineup. We, like the bow and the arrow, we feed them, we take care of them, we, you know, nurture them. And then we put them in a direction, points like the arrow they are and the bow that we are, and release, and they go off and do what they do. Are we making life more difficult for them? Well, they will come more prepared. It's interesting, I was talking to somebody younger than me, my son, and about how we were different when we were kids. We had to walk up to a box and put a coin in it and dial the number to get in contact with somebody a few blocks away, where they press a button and say, hey, what's up? And they could see a picture of them. So things are changing. Life is changing. Adaptation is inevitable. Why am I saying all of this? Enjoy your time. Be kind to the earth. Yeah, I get it. But enjoy your time, and let's not spend so much of our time worried about another generation who hasn't, I don't know, are they even coming? Enjoy your time. Do the dance. Be the happiest. Share your wisdom. And what you want to do is live a set of prime example by being your best self. How's that? Pass that wisdom on, pass that knowledge on, pass that experience on. We don't want to have memories of our parents being worried and scared and all these things, because they're teaching us how to act. How about if you turn it around and just walk with your head held high and your chest stuck out and you're proud as the lion all the time? You're enjoying your life. Do that lesson. Wake up to the reality of your existence. To answer the question in a very short answer there, Roxy, no, I can't predict the end of the world. My time is less than a snap of a finger. What can I lie about today? Nope, it's not going to happen. Enjoy your time. Do what you can. When will the world end? Oh, I don't know. Will it? And who said it was going to? Thank you very much for that question. Today we're talking about attraction, and I'm in that talkative mood, like I am a lot of the Sundays at this time of the day. But regardless, we're learning that the things that you want out of life, it's in your control. You have the ability to bring it into you. Utilize that strength. What people say about you isn't your opinion, isn't your business. Another person's opinion of you is not your business. So when they're talking, let them talk, because that's what they do. God made the mouth for talking. That's what people do. But if you could bear in the back of your mind that their opinion of you really isn't your business, because it's inaccurate, usually they are guessing, and they're often given their opinion based on observation as opposed to reaction or emotion or everything that matters, knowing your purpose. Wake up to that reality. Thanks, everybody. We got a few minutes left, and we're just going to go through, sort of recap what we wanted to cover today. And part of that has to do with, please take care of yourself. Find within you how to create an activity that's going to lead you to your happiness. If you're not feeling it, if you're not, wake up a little bit. It's never too late. Implement something new in your life every single day. Go for a walk. Spend some time by yourself every single day. Eat properly. Drink, hydrate your body properly. Be kind to everybody. Be kind to yourself. Be kind to yourself. And I don't mean that in a selfish way, but if you're kind to yourself, respectful to yourself, it is easy to teach that and to show others how to do it. Lead by an example. Lead by an example. Be the pillar that you know you could be, and you would be amazed how others around you, including your children, will gravitate towards that image of life. Life does end for everyone, as we know it. The physical aspect of it anyway, and you will have to return this body because it's on a loan. I say you enjoy the heck out of it before you have to give it back. I say you make sure you do a dance with it, spend valuable time with it, take care of it, treat it properly, because you'll have to give it back one day. Thanks, everybody, for joining us today. I'm having a good time. I'm laughing by myself. I'm glad that you've decided to spend the day with us today, this moment, and sharing. And I hope when we speak of spirituality, you're allowing your ego, your strength, your happiness to grow within yourself. And you will emerge at the end of this tutoring or learning or this process as the butterfly and just truly be happy and head over heels in love with who you are. Thank you very much. Until next week, you have a great day.
Thank you for listening to Barrington Awaken with your host, Barrington, right here on Reality Radio 101.